Well, as we close out the show, we're opening up our inbox, and I have the fabulous Roberta from Counseling here. Hey, Roberta.
Hi, Lisa.
Great to have you.
Thank you so much.
We were just talking before we started taping about this question today and how this is like, who of us has not either been here or been the friend who is here? It's kind of like we all kind of go through this cycle of, oh, maybe this isn't the best decision, but now I'm doing it. Oh, now my friend's doing it. So I think this is going to apply to all of us, whatever the specific situation we find ourselves in. So I'll go ahead and read it for us.
Perfect.
Okay. She says, my friend is in an uncommitted relationship that's gone on for years and seems unhealthy. How long as a close friend should I listen to the cycle of betrayal and hurt? I've tried to talk to her. Although she admits it's a bad relationship, she won't seem to let it go. I tend to distance myself because I don't know what to do, and I feel myself getting resentful, but I don't want it to be that way. What do you think, Roberta?
As you said, Lisa, I think we've been on either end of this equation.
Yeah.
But as the friend, being able to speak into someone's life is such an incredible blessing to come alongside that person and be a wise counsel. I think that that's a great opportunity. However, there does that come that time when we have shared and spoken as much as we can with a person that might be disclosing some difficult situational relationship issues, that we finally come to a time where we may have to put that verbal boundary there with that friend in the most gentle, respectful way as possible. For example, saying to your friend, it's been a blessing being able to be in this process with you of sharing such personal information in your life. I feel like I've expressed as much as I can on this issue. And right now, I think that we need to put a boundary in talking about this. I think that now it's more about you praying or seeking wise counsel, whether through counseling or other avenues, to make some decisions. But as far as you and I go, there's not much more I can say. And I think it's best that in our friendship, if we can just keep it about other things, that'd be great. But I do feel the need to have to express to you, I just can't talk about this situation anymore.
Yeah.
But I trust that you will find other ways to help resolve this.
Yeah. How is the friendship then going to change? Like, what will it look like? Because what if this friend spends all her time with this friend just venting about her situation? What are they going to talk about?
That's a great question. Yeah. So depending on the dynamic of the friendship, it could go in different avenues. The one avenue could be the friend receives that well and says, you know, I understand. I think we definitely can have our friendship and just enjoy each other in other ways. Or that friend might get defensive and not appreciate that boundary and feel like, well, you're not being a friend. Or finally, that friend, like you said, Lisa, this is just that consumes them and that's all they talk about. Either way, in either scenario, the friend setting the boundary wants to prepare themselves for that possible change in the friendship, but it's still important to set that boundary. Sometimes when we become that listening ear and it crosses a line of I've said everything and they're backtracking, we can almost be in a role of enabling that. I'm always here to hear you, but you're not making any steps or taking actions. So to still stay consistent in a gentle, respectful way in that boundary, regardless of the change, is important. But go ahead and prepare your heart if there are some dramatic changes and you end up having a more of a distance in the friendship.
Yeah, that's such a good point. And it actually reminds me of me being in that situation, me being the perp, where I'd gone through a bad breakup and I just wanted to vent about it to everyone. And finally, I realized like I could tell my friends were just kind of getting silent on the issue. And finally, I was tired of hearing myself talk about it. And it was like God said, Lisa, enough. I am the judge. I'm your advocate. I'm the one who disciplines. You need to just stop. Literally, you need to stop talking. And it was so healthy for me to recognize how annoying I was becoming, not only to others, but to myself, and realizing it was really a toxic cycle that I was in. I had to get out of it.
I think that's great, Lisa. A great reminder. There is that period of time of processing with friends. That's fine right after a breakup, but you yourself were able to catch your own boundary and say, whoa, now I'm feeling it's time to switch
gears. A little help from the Holy Spirit, probably.
With a little help. And that reminds me, if this friend doesn't have that same realization, from the Holy Spirit, the friend that sets the boundary when she distanced herself can pray for that.
Yeah.
So that ongoing prayer, I think, is so important in the situation for healing in the friend's heart that's staying stuck.
So great. That's a good point. Thank you. Well, folks, that's it for this week's show. Do write to us again. We're taking your questions right now. So editor@boundless.org, write in with your question. It can be relationship related. It can just be about life. It can be about your parents, just whatever it is you're struggling with. We have counselors here. We have folks who want to weigh in from their own experience, professional and otherwise, to really help you get unstuck from that situation that you're in. So do find us. And of course, you can also go to boundless.org and search past questions that we've answered if there's something there that might address something that you're going through right now. So otherwise, we will see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.